Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Ever since I started this podcast, people have been asking me for betting tips. I always get asked, who you got, Lakers or Clippers, Rodgers or Mahomes? And I'll tell you what I tell them. Where you bet is just as important as who you're betting on. That's why I tell people to bet with MyBookie. MyBookie's rep is rock solid and they've got the best odds, contests, and promotions in the business. They're the only place I trust to handle my NBA-related bets. The only sportsbook guaranteed to give me the best lines for everything from the NBA Conference Finals Series to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And while we won't know who the All-Star rosters are going to be for quite some time, and if people are actually going to care about the All-Star Game, we do know that you can bet on it with MyBookie. You know me, and you know I don't give my stamp of approval out easily. Which reminds me, I need to go pick up my stamp of approval. I think it's at the printing shop right now. I'm just kidding, I don't actually have a physical stamp of approval, but I probably should get one at some point. But to earn my figurative stamp of approval, you've got to be the best at what you do, and MyBookie is the best sportsbook out there, period. It's simple. Sign up, enter promo code HOOPBALL, and get your deposit matched halfway up to $1,000. Head over to MyBookie if you want to add a little excitement to the sports you love and the games you bet. Bet with the best. Bet with MyBookie.
The following is a HoopBALL presentation.
Oh my goodness, Bulls fans, I know it has been way too long, but we are back here on the HoopBALL Chicago Bulls podcast here on the HoopBALL Network. We are brought to you by MyBookie, Manscaped, and ExpressVPN. So thank you to all of our sponsors. My name is Greg Meraz. I am the host of the HoopBALL Chicago Bulls podcast. And I gotta tell you, I know it's been a long time. I haven't been on a great recording schedule. I've barely done any shows in the last 3 months, but understand, there hasn't been a whole lot to talk about. I got busy around the time that the Bulls acquired Nikola Vucevic. And when they acquired Vooch, they absolutely tanked. Now, a part of that was Vooch getting used to the offense, but another part of that was the Bulls lost Zach LaVine. And the Bulls got out of rhythm because not only were they not used to playing with Nikola Vucevic, but they didn't have their best scorer and one of the best scorers in the Eastern Conference. As the season wound down, it became pretty clear that there were five core guys that would be a part of the Bulls' future. Those guys being Zach LaVine, Kobe White, Nikola Vucevic, Patrick Williams, and I'm going to throw Thad Young in there. Now, there's a chance the Bulls don't keep Thad Young, but at this point, I think that Lauri Markkanen is out the door. I think that if he comes back for the right price, I think the Bulls will want to keep Daniel Tice. Hey, that rhymed. But at this point, Lauri Markkanen is out the door. Tomas Satoransky, I think, will be out the door unless he can come back for the right price. And I don't think the Bulls are going to want to pick up a $10 million option on him. They'd rather pick up $14 million on Thad Young than pick up $10 million on Tomas Satoransky. And if they can get Garrett Temple back for the right price, then they'll probably bring him back as well because he's a very useful sub off the bench. If you wanted to bring back Denzel Valentine, I could go either way on that. I don't think that he will impact the Bulls positively or negatively. He's better than what you would get as a replacement level fifth guy off the bench, third rotation guard, what have you. But the Bulls are in a bind now because of the Kobe White injury. So for those of you that have not heard, and if you haven't heard, you're probably not following the NBA that closely at this time, and quite frankly, if you're a Bulls fan, I don't blame you. Kobe White injured his shoulder in basketball-related activities away from the team. He underwent surgery and will be reevaluated. He won't be cleared. He'll be reevaluated in 4 months, which is going to be right at the start of training camp. So there is a high possibility that Kobe White will not be a part of the opening day lineup for the Bulls in 2021-22. So of the five core guys that we listed, and by five, I really mean four, because Thad Young is no guarantee, you're down to three. Three impact guys, three starting level players is not going to get it done. Now you're probably wondering, well, what about the draft? Well, what about the draft? Unless the Bulls somehow finish top four in the lottery, which, given their history, they're not likely to do, even after last year being number four, if they finish outside the top four in the lottery, that pick goes to Orlando because of the Vucevic trade. So the Bulls are more than likely going to be without a first-round draft pick. So how does Arturis Karnišević build a competitive roster for next year when he only has $20 or so million in cap space and three starting players coming back guaranteed? The cap space is going to be significantly reduced if Thad Young ends up getting brought back. And there's no way that Thad Young will take less money to come back when he has a $14 million option. Thad Young is a very solid player and somebody that would be a great addition to a competitive team. And at this point, with Coby White out for the foreseeable future and no guarantee to be a part of the Bulls' opening night lineup, I don't say opening night roster because he's going to be on the roster. It's just a matter of whether or not he's going to be ready to play at that point. What do the Bulls do to fill out the backcourt? Because they are front court heavy at this point in terms of contributors. Troy Brown Jr., I think he ends up getting brought back because he's not really that expensive. Javonte Green, I liked what the Bulls saw from him in the final 10 or so games of the season. Cristiano Felicio, he's not being brought back. Al-Farouq Aminu, that's not really somebody that's going to be a part of your future if you're the Chicago Bulls. So the Bulls are going to have to look for a true starting point guard in the free agent market. And I think their number one target is going to be Lonzo Ball. Because Lonzo Ball is affordable, and maybe the Bulls might be able to work out a sign and trade with New Orleans, and potentially, if the Pelicans are interested, trade Lauri Markkanen to New Orleans in exchange for Lonzo Ball, depending upon what the contract figures are. I do not, by any stretch of the imagination, want to bring Lauri Markkanen back at an increased price from what he was making this year. Lauri Markkanen is not worth $15 million a year. He's just not at this point. Lauri Markkanen had a chance to prove himself and step up this year. He was given every opportunity to show why he was worth a contract extension, and he didn't do it. Arturis Karnišević, prior to the season, had an opportunity to extend Lauri Markkanen. He bet against his player, and that bet paid off. Because Lauri was not good, and he could not stay healthy, at least in the middle part of the season. I believe that it is best for both parties to part ways. So Lauri Markkanen is not a part of the Bulls' future. If he is somehow a part of the Chicago Bulls' future, he is being brought back for significantly less money than what he was making this year and what he might potentially gain on the open market. And I think Lauri Markkanen views himself, and it's a little bit of a crazy view, as a player that is worth $18-plus million a year. And the Bulls don't, and most of the teams in the NBA don't, but some other team, say for say like the Sacramento Kings, is going to want to give him like $18 million a year. He's not worth that, but that's what they might give him. And the Bulls are going to be smart not to match that on the open market. There are so many unanswered questions that the Bulls are going to have this offseason, and the Coby White injury complicates a lot of it. Because I don't think the Bulls were necessarily going to pay for a top-tier point guard. Because with the Coby White injury news, they probably want somebody a little bit more steady at that position. Now, you can make the argument in the age of positionless basketball, do you need a traditional ball handler? Do you need somebody that is going to run the offense in a traditional manner? Now, the Bulls are probably going to try and run the offense through Nikola Vucevic because he's the point center, and they wanted him to be their Nikola Jokic. We can all admit, after watching the Nuggets get swept by the Suns, that Jokic isn't nearly as effective without Jamal Murray. So while your point center can run the offense from the high post or from the elbow, you still need somebody on the perimeter to facilitate, to drive, kick, or step back beyond the three-point line and make a shot from out there. And that's what Coby White can do for the Bulls. That's what Zach LaVine can do for the Bulls. But you can't rely on just one guard. And you want a traditional point guard to be able to set all of that up. Look at what Phoenix has been able to do in the playoffs with Chris Paul. In the series against the Nuggets, he had 41 assists to just 3 turnovers. 41 assists, 3 turnovers. That is an insane assist-to-turnover ratio. That is almost 14 in regards to assists to turnovers. Chris Paul is proving why having a traditional point guard is damn important. Even if the modern NBA says that a traditional point guard is not that important, Chris Paul is proving why it is still important to have a ball handler. And Coby White, regardless of what Gar Forman and John Paxson thought at the time, was drafted to be that guy because they knew that Chris Dunn was not going to be that guy. And whether or not they were still invested in Chris Dunn beyond the 2019-20 season, we will never know. But most Bulls fans were not invested in Chris Dunn, at least not this version of Chris Dunn. So now it is up to Arturas Karnišević, Mark Eversley, and Billy Donovan to make some serious decisions about their roster moving forward. They have to be able to figure out what is the best structure of this roster going into next year. Can they acquire draft picks at this point? Can they clear out cap space? What are they going to be able to do to build around Zach LaVine, Nikola Vucevic, and Patrick Williams? Because unless the draft lottery gods gift them a miracle, they will be without a first-round pick, which means, more than likely, this is the way that I saw it, they will not be able to pick up somebody like a Jalen Green. Jalen Green is the guy that if you were inside the top four, more than likely you're taking. Because number one is probably going to be Cade Cunningham, and number two, in my opinion, is probably going to be Evan Mobley. Three and four are the two Jalens, either Jalen Green or Jalen Suggs, and then Jonathan Kuminga at number five. But the Bulls are not going to have a chance at any of those guys if they don't get inside the top four. And really, when you look at it, if the Bulls got inside the top four, whether it be three or four, they'd have their pick of point guard between Jalen Suggs and Jalen Green. But I don't think that Arturas Karnišević can bank on that happening. Now, the NBA draft lottery will come before NBA free agency. We still have a long way to go before we get to free agency. But I do think that the draft lottery is going to determine whether the Bulls go big or go small in free agency when it comes to acquiring a point guard. But given the uncertain health status of Coby White, I think the Bulls realize they're going to have to get somebody onto the roster that will average around 15 points a game and around 5 assists per game. And by the way, those are the numbers, 15.1 and 4.8, for Coby White this past year. And by all stretches of the imagination, Coby White had a much improved sophomore campaign than his rookie season. His minutes per game went up. He started 54 games this year. He started just one last year. His points per game went up, 13.2 to 15.1. Assists per game went up, 2.7 to 4.8. Field goal percentage went up, 39.4 to 41.6. And even though he attempted almost one more three-pointer per game this year than he did last year, his three-point percentage went up from 35.4 to 35.9. Only a half a percentage increase, but that's with an increased role as a scorer. I believe, and many that I've talked to believe, that Coby White is going to have a breakout season next year. Now, whether or not the injury is going to determine whether or not that breakout is big or gradual is yet to be determined. What this injury does is it strengthens the emphasis that the Bulls need more depth in their backcourt. And that does not mean bringing back Tomas Satoransky and Denzel Valentine and calling it good. They need to grab a starting caliber point guard and somebody off the bench that can shoot. Now, the Bulls also want to be able to re-sign Daniel Theis, but I think acquiring a proven veteran backcourt piece is more important at this point than bringing back Daniel Theis. And if the Bulls can find a way to fit all of it in, that's great. But Arturas Karnišević is going to have to make sacrifices for the long term. The Bulls, because of the Vucevic trade, are not in a good position to compete this upcoming year because they're not going to have an essential draft pick. But maybe he can get creative, move a few things around, create some cap space, and be able to bring in a competitive roster, a couple of guys that will fill out the roster that can help you compete for a playoff spot. I personally believe that the NBA is going to go back to the normal playoff format next year when they have a normal season. Shams Charania reported that training camp is going to open on September 28th and the regular season will begin on October 18th. So we're going back to a normal NBA schedule, unlike the abbreviated one this past year because of the COVID shutdown. I think it is essential for the Bulls to be able to compete for a playoff spot in the 2021-22 season. And that is going to require them to acquire some veteran depth in the front court, but more importantly in the back court. How that is done is yet to be determined, but the Coby White injury puts more urgency on the Bulls front office to get this done in the most efficient way possible, and that is going to require some tough decisions. Everybody knows how big Thad Young has been as a mentor to Zach LaVine. What is that going to mean for Thad Young's future? If the Bulls have to let Thad Young walk in order to acquire multiple backcourt pieces, I say that you do it. You have to. Because realistically, how much longer is Thad Young going to be a part of the Chicago Bulls? He really shouldn't be here past next year at his advanced age. And if he is here past next year, it should be for a significantly reduced dollar amount than what he's making right now, which is about $14.5 million a year. Tomas Satoransky is under contract, but he's only guaranteed half of the money in that 2021-22 deal, which is for about $10 million. Will they try and get rid of him? Potentially. I think that if the Bulls can find a trade partner for Tomas Satoransky that can give them some salary relief, they will do it. Because he is not a starting caliber point guard at this point in his career. He's not an old player. He's just a bench player. Tomas Satoransky is not a guy that you want to be a part of your starting lineup. He started 64 games a year ago. This past year, he started 18. His numbers are down from what they were a year ago. But if the Bulls don't have a better option, this is your starting point guard going into 2021-22. And it's a stopgap, because this is not a franchise point guard. This is somebody that can come off the bench and give you about 20 to 25 minutes a game. That's what I see Tomas Satoransky is. Not somebody that is going to carry the load of running your offense for 30 to 35 minutes a night. But if that's the only option they have, that's what they're going to have to go with. We are a long ways away from the draft lottery and from NBA free agency. What I can tell you is this: we are going to have questions answered, just not right now. But we will try and answer those questions when we get more intel coming up in the coming weeks and months here on the HoopBall Chicago Bulls podcast. Have a great rest of your week, everybody. We will talk to you very soon. And as always, go Bulls!
This has been a HoopBall presentation.
Father's Day is coming and the weather is catching heat. Whether you have a dad bod or rocking a six-pack, make sure you and your dad are smelling nice and shaved where it matters most. Make your dad proud this year and get him and yourself the Manscaped Lawnmower 4.0 and the Refined Cologne by Manscaped. The brand new Lawnmower 4.0 and Refined Cologne is perfect for you and the dad in your life to complete your grooming game. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Manscaped, the global leaders in below-the-waist grooming, just dropped their Lawnmower 4.0. I hope you're as excited for this as me, because this thing is legit. This fourth-generation trimmer features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents thanks to their advanced skin-safe technology. Do you or your dad travel a lot? If so, then the 4.0 is the perfect trimmer for home and on the go. This upgraded trimmer includes a multifunction on and off switch that can engage a travel lock. It also gives you the ability to turn the 4K LED spotlight on and off when needed for a more precise shave. And it's waterproof. You can now shave your balls in the dark, the shower, or anywhere your heart desires. The Lawnmower 4.0 even allows you to customize your trim through additional guard lengths with sizes 1 through 4. The new wireless charging system uses electromagnetic induction, which can help battery length last longer. Fellas, it's time to pull the plug on wired trimmers and your wild bush. After you guys have clean balls, clean up your cologne game with a Refined Cologne from Manscaped. With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. Light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. If the old man is smelling a little funky, this cologne is a surefire way to change that and make him the talk of the summer. Man of the house deserves to smell like a king. Whether it's a gift for you, your dad, or the men in your life, choose Manscaped. Get 20% off plus free shipping with the code HOOPBALL20 at manscaped.com. Your balls will thank you again. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use the code HOOPBALL20. Don't forget that you came from your dad's balls. Okay, that's a really bad thought. But this year, show your original home some love with Manscaped.
What's up, Hootballers? It's your host, David, here to tell you about ExpressVPN. Now, ExpressVPN is an incredible service that affords you the protection, privacy, and security while you are online that you deserve. But did you know that you can also use it to access a limitless amount of international titles from your favorite streaming platforms? That's right, Hulu, YouTube, Netflix, you name it. There are hundreds of VPNs out there, but ExpressVPN is the one for you. It's ridiculously fast, there's never any buffering or lag, and you can stream in HD no problem. If you visit my special link right now at expressvpn.com/hootball, you can get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN completely free. Support the show, watch what you want, and protect yourself at expressvpn.com/hootball.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Catch those springtime vibes all over Arizona. Break out of the winter blues by hitting the water at one of our lake and river parks. Take a hike among the wildflowers. Just make sure to stay on the trails and leave the flowers for the bees. Discover Arizona's best kept secret and visit azstateparks.com/amazing to start your springtime adventure.